B.I.C.
Okay, now I know it's working.
W8BBCCKDO.
Yeah, 51's
working.
Yeah, that's what I said. I just saw it. So. I don't have your DMR call sign in my radio. That's weird. I haven't paid much attention to this. Mine should show my call sign, right? Which does it show? The old one or the new one?
It shows KKP. You got to modify it.
Okay, we can do that. So, all right, yeah, I'm talking direct to you. I'm not going through the PiStar one. I wonder if I can do that. So, it's been a minute since I played with this. Because I knew my handy-talky would hit their repeater, no problem, so it's going right direct to it.
Yeah, I'm on the Plummet Tower right now. So, I moved my antennas. I separated my DMR antenna from my analog. You were the 3 foot distance. John said to do in the meeting, so a little apart. Because my DMR was fluctuating on my UHF analog. But now it seems like I'm pretty solid.
Yeah, that tends to happen. So, you know, when we were doing the ARPCS drill, it was defensing pretty good. So, able to take that. I think I hit an all time high today on spam phone calls. W8BD.
What did you hit, 25 or 30?
Just a second. Let's see how many they clock. Let's see, 1, 2. Second compass, not out loud. Within the last hour, 15.
And 8 GMZ. Can I get a radio check?
I'm still here. KCKTO.
Yeah, hi. I didn't catch the call sign. NAGMZ here. I'm programming a XBR 4550. I just got the code plug in. I'm wondering how I sound. I'm glad I'm making it in.
You're loud and clear down here in Allendale.
Got it at the spot. Just got a program. So wanted to make sure everything was good before I put it in my car. I had everything but MI5 on it, looks like, so... good to hear from you. NAGMZ.
K88DLP.
Hey, Tom, what's up? Sorry, Paul. Got the names right here. Got two of them going on. What's up, Paul? It's Wally.
Hey, nothing much. Same old, same old. Getting old, visiting doctors constantly, you know, same old stuff.
Well, you have to do something with all that public service money. You got to give it back. That's what they say. You got to give back.
Yeah, I can't complain. I haven't paid squat for anything, so, yeah. It's the only good thing I got out of the retirement.
You had a bunch of stories. Can't forget those. Bunch of stories. W8BD. I got a new call sign.
Oh. Okay. I still have the same old one.
Actually, talking to you on my little handy-talky in my office in New Baltimore, which is working remarkably well, and I'm watching the WPSD dashboard to see all the peoples that are there. I was talking to Tom, KCAKGO, but I don't know what happened to him. Like, he fell off the planet. This guy lives up here in Memphis, just probably 10 miles north of us, north of me, so. But I don't know where he went, so. And then the NADMZ was trying to check out his radio. Good radio, 4550. It's great radio. And go from there. So, Hey, did you ever get wrapped up into the P25 stuff too yet or not? I know you're always used to be the like the latest and greatest guy. Did you ever get any of that yet, or you still gone to DMR?
Sorry, that's quick. Can you keep me good deal?
Yeah, down here we did D Star, and then we switched to DMR, and so and then of course Fusion. So you know, Grand Haven, it's a big Fusion. I'm just in the DMR and the Fusion and VHF, UHF, because I live in a condo. I go down to our Salvation Army emergency building and use all the radio equipment down there for the hurricane watch net. So, 88 DLP.
Oh, very good. But it works out. Are you on Fusion much? Because I can do that, too. I have a FT5D or whatever it is. I don't use it much, although they do have a fair amount of Fusion repeaters around here. I just kind of migrated to other things, and I really haven't talked nothing bad about it. You know, I can't say anything bad about it. It's just that I just kind of fell in love with the other stuff. It might have been the cost. I just thought Fusion was a lot of money for WAS. You know, that's probably might be it.
No, I just do DMR, so I don't get on Fusion. It's very rare I'm on there.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you broke up there, Wally.
KC8, KGO, go ahead.
Yeah, probably all broken up. Probably a lot of trees over here in Washington Township, so I don't know how my signal's going to be. I had to switch over to one of the other zones, which is great. 51 on the front of the tower, so they're trying to do the IP scan.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't talking. Well, anything else going on in your life, Dr. KD8BPL, WHBD. You still there, Paul?
Hey, KD8BLP. Yep, you've been breaking up really bad.
Okay. All right, I'll let you go. Like I said, it's probably because I'm just on the handy talk in the house. I don't have this talk group in the radio to use the dashboard, but I think that will be my next project, so... I'm going to chat with you later, buddy. Stay out of trouble. KD8DPLWABD. Play after yours.
There you are. I lost you for a second. KC8KJO. Is that sounding better now?
Yeah, this might all be on my end. I'm going to talk to you guys later. I'm going to figure out how to get this thing hooked up to the dashboard. 73 all. WABD.
WABD 73 KCKJO monitoring statewide 1. As much as I can monitor.
And AGMZ K8DIY.
K8DIY AGMZ.
Hey, good evening, Levi. Just wanted to hear that Motorola sound. Good work getting that radio on the air. I guess I can't really experience it from this end, still on the same old Maofang here.
Oh, yeah. I got a signal earlier. They said I sounded good. I want to make sure I don't need to adjust the mic or anything. And I have no idea if I got, like, a Roger beep on or not. I'm still working through things. I'm trying to program in the Moline repeater now. That one's linked to Brandmeister. See if I can hit it from here. I can get in on the analog one. So it looks like the Muskegon DMR repeater is not on the repeater book anymore. I might be misremembering that, but the Holland one is listed. I'll add that one next. How you doing, Gordon?
You know, I thought Muskegon had a like a Grandmeister GMR repeater as well, but yeah, last time I was down there and looked for it, I couldn't find anything, just the MI5 machine. So, yeah, maybe it changed diffusion or just went off the air, or maybe it never was there. Who knows? I'm doing good. It was a hectic day, but been home from work for 90 minutes now, so I have completed my unwinding, and now I get to start dinner. How about you? How was your Monday?
It's all right. The kid had piano lessons today. He started summer sessions, and I ducked out of work a little early. I was feeling the heat real bad, so I wanted to see if I could use personal time to get out of there, and he basically just told me, you're more later than you are leaving early, just go ahead and go. So I came home, and I've been hiding in the AC for a while now, but getting ready for field day. I was not feeling the best, but trying to drink some fluids and stuff. I'm not built for heat, you know?
Well, yeah. Especially if you're, you know, working in the shop like you do all day with no air conditioning, that's really going to take a toll on you. I couldn't imagine having kind of an office-like job that didn't have air conditioning. Yeah, well, hopefully you're not coming down with something that'll ruin field day for you. I myself have been working on kind of getting things together, not started packing yet, but gathering all the stuff that I want to take, and it's looking like I'm taking a lot more stuff than I need, but it's either that or forget something at home and then have to make a 3-hour round trip to go get it again, which I want to avoid. So, yeah, looking forward to field day, though. I got my fingers crossed that it decides to not rain on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. I'm getting ready for it, too. I did end up buying another solar panel, even though I think I can run entirely off the battery the whole time. I thought, why not? And so I got a type N or N-type bifacial, just 100 watt, but I'll expand it out if I like it. It's not a brand that I know a lot about. It's one of those made-up name ones, I think. But it had all the features I wanted, and it had a really good price, and it had some good reviews, so I'm going to give it a shot. And then I bought some stuff like a battery monitor and a shunt and a fuse block. And when I'm sitting at field day, just staring at an FT8 screen for 24 hours or 27 hours, I've got a new battery box to build it.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Yeah, Amazon just dropped off a couple things for me to work on. I wanted to redo the DC system, or not the whole system, but the accessory. I call it my electronics cabinet in the camper. I bought a dim rail-mounted fuse holder, but it takes automotive blade fuses instead of those little round what do you call them, axial, like, cartridge fuses. Right now, I've just got, like, an automotive-style fuse block up in there, but you got to be a contortionist to get a screwdriver onto the terminal, so I figured DIN rail might be easier to work with. I can wire up a terminal, and then it just plugs into, like, a WAGO-style connector. But I also want to put, like, a piece of plywood on there to be, like, a backer board for mounting things, and hope to put a VHF radio or maybe a dual bander in the camper so I can get on the air without having to get in the truck. So we'll see how that goes.
Hey, Jimsy. Yeah, that sounds good. I mean, you've got a pretty good system already. Upgrades are always nice. We'll see what my needs are. I think I have 300 amp hours of battery. So that's carrying me through, but playing around with a solar panel and stuff will be fun as well. I figure there'll be a lot of downtime if I end up operating the entire time out there at Field Day. Really, the only thing that stopped me is the weather, I think. I might make a run for some air conditioning at some point for a little bit and then come back. But we'll see. I'm excited about this bifacial N-type panel. I didn't get the shade-rated one, but they're saying 25% more than a standard.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of wattage you get out of that. For the camper, I've got 500 watts of solar panels, a 300 and a 200, and I wire them in series. But even, you know, in August with the sun straight overhead, I don't think I've seen more than like 250, maybe 300 watts out of 500 watts worth of panels. Just too far north. I wish they'd rate solar panels for, well, I guess they can't rate them for everywhere, but they rate them based on if you live on the equator, and I don't think there's too many people that live on the equator buying solar panels from Amazon. But, here at, 44th parallel, something like that, it's a little bit of a D-rate going on.
Yeah, absolutely. This thing's got a timeout timer on it. I think it hollers at me after, I don't know, a minute, 90 seconds or something to look at that. I wonder how much my DMR hotspot would like if I put 5 watts out of the J-pole into it. I might try it, see how that does. The bifacial is kind of cool because, like, if you mount it up on something, even when the sun gets behind it, it bounces off and goes in the back of it. And then the type N is just a more efficient solar cell style, I guess. But I didn't want to buy a new controller, so I just went with 100 watt so I could keep my 20 amp controller and not have to upgrade to the 30 amp because the type N's put out quite a bit. And HGMZ.
Yeah, I've got the 30 amp Victron solar charger, and it was a pricey beast, but it seems to do good, and it'll take up to 150 volts input, which seems like a lot of panels, more panels probably than I'll ever have wired up in series. But at least I wanted to have the capacity to throw a couple of big panels at it if I ever go with some kind of fixed install versus all the small portable panels are all low voltage. I think most of them are like 15, 20 volts at most, so you don't really can't hurt yourself with the portable panels versus those monster 300, 400 watt panels that have 60 volt open circuit voltages on them. Cool. Yeah, I hope that bifacial pays off for you. Put it on the roof of your patrol car there and have that white paint reflect extra light into the back of the panel and see how many watts you can get.
Yeah, you're reading my mind. That's exactly what I wanted to do with it, is put it on top of the car and bounce it off the back and see what it does compared to sitting in the grass or laying flat or something like that. So, yeah, I had to keep an eye out for that because some of the N-type ones, they'll pull like 36 volts in with just a 100-watt panel, and that's too much for what my controller wants. I think it wants around 24, 26 in there max. So, and I'm not powering anything except the radio and the laptop with it. So if I wanted to expand out, I know I have to get a bigger controller. But I'm starting out small. It'll be good for just weekend camping and stuff. But if for boondocking periods, I don't think it'll be the best. I'll have to Yeah, any GMZ. Gordon, I don't know if I lost you. I keep getting that timeout timer here, and then I'm not sure if I'm on or not. I'm going to work on this code blog some more, though, but it was good talking to you. NAGMZ.
I've seen a couple videos on those Hytera radios. It looks interesting. I've never used one myself. They definitely have like a kind of a professional commercial radio look to them versus a ham radio look. So glad to hear it's working for you, and nice to talk to you here on Statewide One. Are you in Michigan, or whereabouts are you connecting from? Well, nice to make your acquaintance, Ben. My name here is Gordon, Golf Oscar Romeo, Delta Oscar November. Kalamazoo, can't recall. We have the MI5 network, and I don't know if they've got a repeater there or not, but just something else for you to program into the radio to mess with when you got time. Hot spot for me as well. Here in Manistee, there's no digital closest DMR repeaters 90 so miles south of here, 75 miles, let's be generous there. So I'm not hitting that unless propagation is really good. A little update for you. I'm talking to Levi, NAGMZ, over the internet as well, and he cannot hear you. So you mentioned you're coming in through a hotspot, so you're using the Brandmeister talk group for Statewide One. That talk group is kind of weird in that you have to be on Brandmeister Master, 3504? Basically, I know that the master number ends in 04 for you to link with the rest of the MI5 statewide network. Otherwise, everybody that's on a repeater can't hear you, and it just sounds like I'm talking to myself. KATIY. Happy to help. Since I'm on a hotspot as well, it doesn't make any difference to me. Levi mentioned over the internet that he can't hear you, so it dawned on me that you're on the wrong master. You should be able to, and I confirmed it's 3104. That's the one you want. Sounds good. K8DIY, standing by.
K8DIY from M5AMD. Do you copy still?
I copy you just fine. So you must have successfully changed what master you're on. Try giving NAGMZ a call and see if he can hear you now.
NAGMZ from November 5, Alpha Mike Delta. Do you copy now?
Yeah, November 5, Alpha Mike Delta from NAGMZ. I read you loud and clear. You sound great now. Yeah, I couldn't hear you before, though. Glad Gordon got you straightened out.
Okay, yeah, thank you. I really appreciate that. I've been racking my head for a long time. I'm wondering, is it my radio? Am I connected? I do the echo test and all that, and things seem fine. All settled now. I've tried checking in the nets a few times here and there, and sometimes it'll make it, sometimes it won't. So that was a big help. I'm glad I did that radio check.
Yes, they say it's better to be lucky than good. It was lucky that Gordon was on here on a hot spot and could hear you on the Brandmeister side when no one over RF was going to be able to. And that's good to know for me, too. I use a hot spot sometimes, so I'll have to remember that myself as well.
Alrighty. I sincerely appreciate it. Yeah, I'll have to try out some more. I get not a whole lot of time to do radio play, so the radio checks here and there are few and far between. but I'll definitely make an effort here to be a little more active now that I kind of have fixed what's been going on. Certainly appreciate it. I know one of y'all said you had some more programming to do, so I'll let y'all go. I'm just kind of getting off of work here. So, thank you again, NHGMZ and K8DIY. This is N5AMD. I'm here in Kalamazoo, and I'll be clear on both of y'all's finals, unless y'all have anything.
Yeah, no problem. Glad we could help, I guess, with that. And, yeah, I'm going to get back to programming this thing. It's not fun, but it's not impossible. So I'll hack away at it, and hopefully I'll hear you on here again sometime. Hey, GMZ, have a good one.
It was good chatting with you this evening, Ben. And like I said earlier, good to make your acquaintance and look forward to next time. I'm going to drop out and get some dinner going. But have a pleasant rest of your Monday. And until next time, K8DIY, I'll be clear.
73, y'all, and 5 AMD.